Blog Talk Radio.
Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank each and every one of you for listening to the broadcast. I realize that you don't have to do it, but you took time to do it anyway, and I appreciate it. And I thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to have a short prayer, then we're going to go right into the Word of God. Isn't God awesome? He kept us all day long. He kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, danger seen and danger unseen, danger that we didn't even imagine. He just took care of us all throughout the day. And that alone is enough for us to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you how you have bought me. I thank you how you have taught me. I thank you for just keeping me. If you want to be kept, he's the one to keep you. Abba, Father in heaven, creator of all mankind, giver of every good and perfect gift. We come to you asking you to forgive us of our many sins, asking you to have mercy upon us according to our love and kindness, according to thy multitude, thy tender mercy. Blot out all of our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sins will forever be for us. Create in us, O God, a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and uphold us with thy free spirit. Lord God, we need you. We need your salvation, Lord. We cannot live without you, Lord. You said in your word, without me, you can do nothing. Lord, and we come to realize that we can do nothing without you, Lord. We know that you got all power in heaven and earth that was given to your Son. Is in his hand, Lord God. If he speak, man, I live. If he speak, man, I die, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. I see you to bless the one that's incarcerated. Bless the one that's in nursing home. Bless the one that's in the hospital. Some have laid there all night long. Don't know the right hand from the left hand. But Lord, I know that you're a healer. You're that great physician. You is the bread of life. You the water of life. You the great teacher, divine teacher, Lord God. You the joy of our salvation. You the bright and morning star. You the rose of Sharon. Lord, and we just thank you, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shiloh, Lord. Oh, Jehovah El Shaddai, Lord. And so many more names that you have. I couldn't begin to name the Lord. You Emmanuel. You salvation, Lord God. Use everything that we need you to be, Lord. The great I am, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And Lord, we just thank you for being who you are. The awesome God, the magnificent God, the sovereign God, the powerful God, the all-knowing God, the wise God. We just thank you, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. What we're going to be talking about today is, and we can all take a part in this, and it says, you can't beat God-given, and nobody can beat God-given. You cannot outgive God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, who believed in him, not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want that everlasting life? If you believe in him, you shall have everlasting life. Believe in his death, burial, his resurrection, his ascension, then you shall be saved. Death, burial, and resurrection. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I had to touch on that. When we give, we are being obedient to God's word. In Luke 6:38, verse says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Deuteronomy tells us about the blessing and the cursing. You know, God's love for us is unconditional, but our blessing is conditional on what we do and how we maintain ourselves and how we be obedient to his word and keep his saying and do what the word say do. we will be blessed. Malachi says in the 3rd chapter, in the 6th verse, and we're going to touch on this, says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you son of Jacob, not consumed." Then the 7th verse says, "Even from the days of your father, you have gone away from my audience, and you have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But he said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me this whole nation, and tithes and your offering. You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." As I said before, this whole nation have robbed you. Then said, "Bring your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house." He gave all that he had. He gave his only son just for us, that if we believe in him, we should not perish. He gave it all. How many of us can give all that we got? How many of us can give our only son? He only asked us to be obedient to his word and to keep his word and to love thy neighbor as thyself and to love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, soul, and strength. Are we able to give God that? Some of us, we don't give him the time of day. Some of us don't even think about him. Some of us don't even pick up his word and read it. Some of us don't even pray. And we should fast, if any way possible. I know so many that cannot fast a whole day because I can't, because I'm a diabetic, so I can't do that. I have to do it by the hour. Everything we have belongs to God. Then if everything we have belongs to God, our time, our money, and God love a cheerful giver. If you have the characteristic of Christ, you will give, and we will give our love to him. We will be obedient to his word. We shouldn't have a problem doing what we're supposed to do towards God. And our giving, our sacrifice, we can never outgive God, but we can give our best. God don't have no eyes, he don't have no feet, and he don't have no hands, but we do. So we can give our whole body, our soul, our strength, and our mind to him. If we obey God, we will be blessed. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Deuteronomy 28:18, we're going to touch on that. And say, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If we hearken, we listen, commandments of the Lord thy God, which I have commanded thee this day to observe and to do them. Give, and it shall be given unto you." Matthew 5:42 tell us to give to him that asketh. Asset thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, return not thou away. Matthew 19:16-22 says, God give us life, health, love, and forgiveness. He give us grace, mercy, and hope, and everlasting life. We cannot beat that, can we? We can't. God is so awesome. You know, if we want to follow Christ and do what the word said do, we got to give up something. Sometimes you got to let go of the thing that you want to hold on to the most. Sometimes you got to let go and let God do what he needs to do in our lives. We have so many trials and tribulations down here. But on the other side, it will be a brand new day. We have a brand new body, a glorified body. Don't we want that? We cannot be God given. He will give us eternal life. If we live right down here and do what he tells us to do, we'll have eternal life. We will live with him forever. There will be no more sickness, no more diabetes, no more cancer, no more pain, no more high blood pressure, no more nothing. A leaf off the tree will be for the healing of the nation. Touch on that a little bit. Proverbs 3:9 tells us, "Honor the Lord with your suffering, and with the first fruit of all your increase. So shall your barn be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. That is something else. And Deuteronomy Genesis 28:22 tells us, and this stone which I have set for a pillar, and a stone which shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give thee a tenth unto you. A tithe is a tenth of your earning, what you bring in. Then Psalm David winds it up, and David says, in Psalm 37:4, he said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What a promise. If God make us all these promises, he'll give us our heart desire. I'm reminded in Matthew 19:16-23. We're going to go there.
Yes.
And it talk about the young rich ruler. And it said, I'm going to start at that 16th verse. And it said, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why do you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. He didn't even elevate his own self. But if you will enter into life, keep my commandments. He said unto him, which Jesus said, you should not commit murder. You should not commit adultery. You should not steal. You should not bear false witness. Honor thy father and your mother, and you shall love that your neighbor as yourself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if you will be perfect, go and sell that you have, and give, here we talk about give, to the poor. And you shall have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus to his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is something. 16:23 tell us, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We got to be willing to give up something to follow Christ. Some of us, we don't want to give up nothing. We want everything from God, but we give God so little. Isn't that something? And Paul said in his second letter in Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 7th verse, he said, but this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God don't want you giving him if you don't want him to have it. God don't want nothing you don't want him to have. That's just the way he is. It's the kind of God that we serve. And you will not be blessed if you give it grudgingly. You might as well keep it in your pocket. Because he loves a cheerful giver. He told us to ask, and it shall be given. If we ask, we will receive. But sometimes when we ask, we receive not because we ask with the wrong motive. It's not good. It's not the will of God. And you're not asking it because it's the right thing, and it's the best thing, and it's a good thing to do. But because of the wrong motive. You can't be God-given because he gave all that he had. That was Jesus. He came down through 42 generations. From Abraham to David was 14 generations. From David until the carried away to Babylon with 14 generations. From the carrying on of Babylon to Jesus Christ for 14 generations. Make a total of 14 generations. He came down. He bled, suffered, and died on the hill of Calvary. And we know all. We know his story. I'm reminded when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying. He said, Lord, if it be thy will, not my will, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, let thy will be done. We went in there three times. The third time, the chairman would sweat as a drop of blood. He knew what he had to do. When he looked into that cup, he seen the suffering that he was going through. And most of all, he seen the sins of the world. He seen adultery in that cup. He seen fornication in that cup. He seen liars in that cup. He seen backbiters in that cup. He seen homemongers in that cup. And he knew that he had to go. Pay the price so we can be have a right to the true life. When he went up, God got to heal him high. They nailed him to old rugged cross. They nailed his hand and they nailed his feet. They put a crown of thorn upon his tender brow, Lord. They pressed it down and blood came screaming down. They whipped him so his body was unrecognizable. What a painful thing that he went through just for us. He gave us everything that we need. He gave us all that we need to live in this world. He told us how to live. They stretched him high. They dropped him down. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. Didn't even have a tomb to be buried in. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But death couldn't keep him in the ground. The third day he arose with all power in his hand. And heaven and earth is in my hand. He can destroy, but he will defeat me. He keep on defending us. Sitting there on the right hand of God, his Father. He's our advocate, pleading our case before God, telling God, I died for that liar. I died for that whole monster. I died for that adultery, Lord. I died for that liar. I died for all the sins of the world. I took all the sins, their sins, and I died and I buried them. But when I rose with all power in my hand. God is awesome. He gave us all that he had. And we don't want to give him nothing. Not nothing. If it's not comfortable for us, we don't want to let go of nothing. We don't want to let go and let God do what he needs to do in our lives. If we sick, we're complaining. We don't give God credit that he will heal us. We don't give God credit for nothing. We think it's all the power that we do these things. But it's not by your power, but by the power of God. God be working in your favor. When you ask God to give you something, and it don't come when you think it should come, some of us, we take matter in our own hands. When we do that, when we give up on God, and most of the time, he be just, your blessing is just around the corner, and you give up on God. Don't have faith enough to wait until God gives you what you ask for. You cannot be God-given no matter how hard you try. You cannot give him enough. You can't serve him enough. You can't do enough to pay him for all that he has done for us. It's day by day, and we still complaining. So many people are sick. They can't get well. They don't get well. They can. If God can work a miracle, he is a miracle worker. He can do anything but fail. He is a never-failing God. Is there anything too hard for God? David said, if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us our heart desire. We have promises that what he will do for us is in the word of God. But we don't give him credit. We don't even have faith in his will. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must have faith. Paul said, therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We don't even believe in that. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If we are transformed people, then we will believe in God's word. we will believe that he will give us our heart desire. And we live according to his word. And we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. Deny yourself. Deny yourself that dress. Deny yourself that big screen TV. Deny yourself. Give your money to God. Give so much to God, a tenth of your earning to God. We know we have bills, and God knows we have bills. And he wants us to pay our bills. But he wants us to give what we're supposed to him in any way possible. Because God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so kind. He is great. He loves you. He wants us to have the best. He wants us to give him his best. But we got his hand tied, and he cannot bless because we don't do what we're supposed to do. And he cannot bless because, like I said, blessing is conditional, but his love is unconditional. Our blessing comes when we give to God what we're supposed to give. When we give him all that we have to give, keep denying yourself. It won't be in vain. One day, we're going to stand before just God and give an account of all the deeds that have been done in our body. Let it be done with joy. Let him say, thy good and faithful servant, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over many. So let him say, depart from me. I may, but right now I don't know you. That would be a sad situation. So let's be fair with God. That is God. We know that he's going to be fair with us because his word tells us so. And God is a God that promised us something. He's going to come through for us. You can bet on that. He will come through. If he say he's going to do it, then that's just what he's going to do. Stay in God's word, study his word, believe his word, have faith in his word, receive his word, do his word, read his word, study his word, meditate on his word, pray his word, preach his word, preach that adulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we give like we're supposed to give, everything will be all right. And God will bless us because we cannot be God-given. No matter how hard we try, the more we give to God, the more he will give in return to us. May God bless you and may God keep you. And remember, it's all in the word. And the number you are to call, if you want to listen to this broadcast, is 619-393-6773. And remember, I'm on here at 6 o'clock every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. God bless you, and God keep you, and have a smile upon you. God bless.
Put it on the charger 2 times today.
Must be downstairs.